This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are the holidays the time to drop some big news or maybe wait until after the holidays? Well, that's what Daphne wants to know in Relationship Intervention today. You got Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Daphne, let everybody know what you need advice about.
Okay. I'm married. I'm a mom. I have two kids, 15 and 13. And I'm not happy in my marriage anymore. In fact, I'm miserable. Oh. And I'm at this point where I think I'm in some sort of holding pattern for when I can leave my marriage.
Why are you in a holding pattern?
Yeah, what's up?
I've been trying to figure out what to do, especially with our children. And I thought, well, it might be better if I wait till they're older, until we get college going, whatever else they want to do after high school.
So you're going to hold out for a few more years?
It's what I was thinking about,
And that's what a lot of women will do that. There are a lot of women that will do that.
Okay.
That happened in my life. My parents didn't divorce until I was in my 20s, and it was one of those things to like get all of us through school and get us on our feet, and then you know it was after that. So we were much older when it had happened. But without getting too personal here, I don't know how much you want to disclose, but how do you know the marriage is completely done? Have you tried to work on things?
Yes, I have. I have. I've tried to work on communication. I've tried to work on addressing his needs as well and trying to figure out what everybody needs. But I'm at this point where I feel like my husband's just not, he's not there.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to change there. So you're thinking about leaving even earlier than when the kids go to college? Why would that be?
I'm torn. Well, that's the thing. I'm at this place now where I'm not sure if I can wait that long because I've met someone.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that's not great timing. That's not great timing because
it's terrible timing.
Well, no, because how can you, if you aren't even really emotionally done yet with the other one and then move on to this person, you still have kind of like emotional baggage, financial baggage, all that with your husband.
Yeah.
This isn't going to, you're not going to have a clear head thinking now what you should do next year if you're talking to somebody else.
So what's with the person that you met?
He's wonderful.
He's not the person you have to go home to and say, hey, are the kids' lunches done? What's going on with this weekend? Are you driving them to and there?
Daphne wants to say, what do you want to say, Daphne?
You say that, but no, that isn't it. He is invested. He's interested in my kids. He wants to know how they're doing. I've been keeping him separate, of course, but he asks me those questions. He asks me day-to-day stuff. What's going on with school? How did they do it on that last test? He's there. He's invested. He's interested. But I am keeping him out of the picture as far as my kids are concerned. But aside from that, he's there for me. This man, I will own this. He's a bit younger than I am, but he's present. He's interested.
Okay. Well, then here's the thing. But Daphne, if you want to be with him, then you need to end things with your husband.
But it's the holidays are coming up. I mean, can you really, is that what you're wondering about today?
Well, what are the holidays? The holidays aren't going to change anything. You don't want to be with a guy. You don't want to be with a guy.
This is big news
here. I know, but I don't think the timing of it to me seems even worse. Like, I think if the kids wind up thinking that Christmas, the times when their parents were ending everything, when their mom went away, when they had to decide where they were going to stay for what holiday, I just, I dread it. I don't want to think about that. And it's so hard. And that's the trouble, because I'm getting to this breaking point. My husband just isn't there. He is off. He's at work, or he's off with his friends. He's off with his buddies, and they go to they have a regular bar they hang out at. They go play darts. Anything but be home with his wife and his kids.
Okay, so look, and it sounds like, you know, you're justifying why you don't want to be with him anymore. And that's, what is your question? What are you wanting everybody to give you advice on?
Well, I mean, is this, because I feel this way, is this something I should do now? Should I risk it all, end it now with the holidays coming, or should I wait? I just can't figure out when to leave. Is it now, or is it wait a little bit longer, maybe in the new year?
This should be a post-Christmas situation. I get what you're saying, and there's never going to be a great time to end a relationship. There's not. But for what you're telling us with your kids, I think this is something, I mean, they actually, you know what divorce lawyers say, that the most common time of year that they're hired is actually February, because people start filing for divorce
like after
the holidays.
Okay, yeah.
So this isn't the craziest thing. This is what people are deciding to make these changes.
Right, but it
get through
like,
that last tax year and get through the new year. I think you should wait till after the holidays. But you definitely end this relationship if you're saying that it's final and it can't be fixed, it can't be salvageable.
It almost sounds
you need
like
to reach out to my friend Rhonda. My friend Rhonda, she's amazing, the financial divorce advocate. You need to reach out to her, because she is just there for women and helping them during divorce. But if you want to have this be, you know, a holiday for your kids where they aren't wearing the stress of that right now, then yeah, I think you need to wait till after the holidays.
But it sounds like, Daphne, you're almost at your wit's end. Like, yeah, I just want it to happen now and get it over with, type of thing.
I'm sure you all know the holidays are incredibly stressful under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with kids. And I want them to have a good Christmas, but it feels like I'm definitely bearing the brunt of all of this.
But you said it right there, though. You want your kids to have as good of a holiday as they can, despite what's looming and what's coming.
But is that wrong, though? Am I being stupid?
Tell you what, Daphne, we'll see if our mixed family of listeners agree with Elizabeth, or maybe someone's been through something like this and can offer you up some different advice. Make things easier or smoother. 414-432-1099. We'll ask our mixed family of listeners to give you advice, Daphne. And then, after you hear that advice, think about it over the weekend. And can we get you back on the show at 8:20 Monday morning and find out what you decided to do?
Yeah, that'll help.
Jessica, what is your advice?
So I'm a divorce attorney.
Yes.
Seen this 100 times, heard this story a million times.
Really?
Wait, like what part of this story? What do you mean?
Wanting to hold on for the kids.
Okay.
And my advice on that end is divorce is not fun. It's going to be a dark road, but there's light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah.
And if she's this unhappy, her kids are sensing that. Her kids know dad is distant. They want to see happy parents. So it may be better for her to do it now rather than wait until they're out of high school.
Oh, so do it like before Christmas, before the holidays?
So that part I would definitely agree, wait until after the holidays.
Yeah, okay. Holidays. But I'm definitely with you where it's like kids would rather be from a broken home than live in one.
Exactly, 100%.
But with the holidays, I mean, it's, what is it? I looked at the calendar, 12 days away. Like,
yeah, you can tough it out another 12 days. You've toughed it out how many years?
It's not like she's in an unsafe situation.
Sounds like she's getting a little impatient and is like, you know what? I've put up with it long enough. I want to stop it now.
That's too bad, I think. You've made it this far. You can make it another.
You can push it more?
Okay. Jessica, as a divorce attorney, is that stat true that people most commonly file for divorce like early in? It is.
Yep, 100%. People wait to get through the holidays. Yeah, January and February get busy.
They get really busy. What advice do you have for someone, though, that's maybe contemplating going through a divorce, that's listening to this and thinking, I don't know if I can do it or where to start and all that? I mean, I've been through it before. It's very, very hard. It's very hard.
Yeah, but Daphne with the kids is got to be even tougher.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, the kids want happy parents, and I never sugarcoat it. Divorce is ugly and awful, but there's light at the end of that tunnel. And there's not light living in a situation where you know you're unhappy, you've tried everything to fix it, you're only pushing the ball down the road.
It sounds like Daphne is thinking this is going to be easy, because I'm glad that you're saying this, because it almost sounds like Daphne's saying, oh, I just want to be with him. He's very, her new man.
Oh, yeah. But what about that, Jessica? She's got this other guy.
Yeah.
I mean, she should be cautious, especially if he's younger. That kind of was the red flag for me. You know, but if you're with somebody that makes you happy, hey, that's good. That's going to ultimately be better for your kids.
Happy parents, happy kids.
Right.
A while to introduce the kids, give them some time to bounce back from the news. But don't let that cloud why she wants to go forward with it so quickly. I think she wants to move faster with the guy, which is why she wants the divorce to go faster. But oftentimes it doesn't play out the way you think it is. So if she thinks it might be easy, hopefully that's the case.
Yeah.
Usually it gets a little messier once you get in the nitty gritty of it.
Jessica, that's some great advice that you have.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you called in. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to. All right. Take care.
Yeah. We're going to find out Monday morning from Daphne, because she's kind of think about this all weekend, and 8:20 Monday morning, she'll give us a little update on what she decides to do. So thank you so much.
Oh, perfect. I'll be listening.
Thanks, Jessica.
We have a text here from a 414. She needs to wait till after the new year. With 3 weeks to go, no sense in making the kids miserable. Husband is clearly enjoying what he is doing and may be oblivious to her thinking about breaking it off. If she's been thinking about it for a while, wait a little bit longer than after January 1st. Do it. Clean cut for taxes then, too.
So that is, don't even wait until just after Christmas. It's wait until the new year.
Yeah.
Wait these next few weeks. And like Jessica said, you've gone this far. You can push it another 12, 13 days or whatever the case may be.
I think that's the best idea, too. Yeah.
We'll find out Monday morning at 8:20 what Daphne decides to do. Relationship intervention with Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix.